I sat across the table from several of the family members and parents of the fallen in Benghazi, and I gave them my promise that I would not give up in trying to get to the bottom and find those that were responsible that ultimately caused the loss of their family members' lives, and we will keep that.
Because it's all of those scandals that, even though we're the greatest country in the land, that just erode the character of the Americans.
Sure, you know,
it's a very sad situation.
And the trust in the government, and we should always...
People trust the government? Okay.
Well, in days gone by, they used to. And
right.
We'd like to get back to that. The people ought, in the United States ought to be able to trust, in general, their government. Even
right.
though I tell people, I fear my government, and we always ought to. We ought
and we
to
are
understand.
The best, but we shouldn't settle for media.
We shouldn't settle for anything less than an open government that does the will of the people under the Constitution. And that's why I encourage school students, when I speak to them, learn the Constitution, read it, understand the simplicity, the beauty of, and it, as one of my friends says, the elegance of the simplicity of the Constitution, in that it promoted freedom. It said we want to offer opportunity freely for everybody, to win or to lose, but nonetheless to be able to get up and move on again.
Right.
I want them to make their choices, their decisions, and to ultimately expect that those they elect are ones who will serve them and not the other way around. And right now we're seeing an aristocracy develop, and that isn't only in this administration. It's ramped up, but where we have the ruling class and the rest of us. And that's not the way Washington and Jefferson and Madison and Adams and the others designed it to be. And